Yes, let's talk about the state for a moment, please, okay? In 1985, an omnibus tax relief bill was passed, and at that time, they said they would fund education in Rhode Island 50-50. And it was amended in 1988. They said then 60-40. It's in the Constitution, it's a court of education. We raised our hands not long ago to support that Constitution. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. I looked through it back and forth. But when they passed No Child Left Behind in 2001, which is 600 pages of mandates, and we get 4% from the federal government, then they put their nose in our business, okay? One of my heroes, Senator John McCain, the great American hero, passed through this country and just said that the public education is the civil rights issue of this year. And then we know what Obama said. Right through the country, every state. Support education, support teachers. Okay, let's see now. All right, that's the federal government. Let's come down to the state now. The banking crisis occurred, that money left. When they passed the new law, the privately law, they said in it three things. They were gonna support education and graduate 50-50. They said they were gonna pass a funding formula. We're the only state that doesn't have one, 43rd in the nation in educational funding. And then the other thing they said, they were gonna, we would send out mandates. Mr. Fiore sent out mandates from the state, and they said, give us a list and we'll reimburse you. We sent the mandates, $350,000, $75,000, nothing. The state is not obeying its own law. We have sat, Mr. Rear, Mr. Fiore, and I did Council 94. We had 13 meetings, very respectful. Here's what we have, use it. Same with the administrators. Now we say it with the teachers. Here's what we have. When they said 3.75, the answer was no. We didn't have it. We had 3% in the budget. It was painful. A lot of people got hurt. A lot of families got hurt. Mr. Rear got hurt. Letters were sent out against Denise and I that we were disrespectful and an embarrassment to the community a lot. But that's not, it's not about us. It's about the school district. I had 6 children go through here. I couldn't pay those teachers enough for what they did. For their mentoring, their coaching, their teaching of life skills, time management, show up on time and prepare. They all went through college and beyond. So now we have an agreement here. Now we have the state saying, maybe we're gonna cut 3. I went to the meetings with Ms. Coulter, maybe 5, maybe 10. The governor's supposed to meet with President-elect Obama on Tuesday to talk about the state of the states, and we know the state of our state, 9.3 unemployment, we're the worst one. Maybe because we're the worst, we'll come out with something. But we're not looking for handouts. We worked so hard, the town and the state this year, coming down to 1.4 and 2.3, nowhere near the cap. Our general fund is at 3. We don't have 15 and 16%. We have done the job they're asking everyone to do in this state and this country. So it's a fair and just contract. People say, don't give them anything, they did this, they did that. It's not a reward, it's a just and fair pay for what they do. And that's why I second Carol Burns' motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Black.